cherish our connection as churches in the Milford area. And it feels like home when we come over here, and I hope it feels like home when you come over to our place too. Our second reading of the day is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel and a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. In celebrating this year's Advent Christmas season at Milford UMC, we have used the theme of joy, which was inspired by the 300th anniversary of the classical hymn, "Joy to the World" by Isaac Watts. It was in 1719 that this hymn was first published. It had a different name, but it became known to be "Joy to the World." We were guided by resources that were assembled by a nationally known worship design expert, Dr. Marcia McPhee, who I'm not sure if you're familiar with or not. Her philosophy is to help enhance and help plan worship to be a multi-sensory event each week that is moving, spiritual, inspirational, and meaningful to those who are attending. We hope to have touched the hearts of all who experienced our services this year, which included a blue Christmas service, as well as sharing the joy of the birth of our Lord, Jesus Christ. In our weekly Living Advent wreath skit, which I had hoped to bring to you today, but I think the wreath went on vacation, there was an aspect or a type of joy that was focused on each week. Hopeful joy, loving joy, unabashed or joyful joy, and peaceful joy. And I'd just like to tell you a little bit about each one. Hopeful joy reminded us that there is some really depressing news out there right now. But actually what we discovered is that hope is the light that fuels our joy, even in times when the news isn't so good. Hopeful joy is a sign that we believe together we can prepare room in the world for more goodness and light. Loving joy had us singing our hearts out. Love multiplies as we repeat the sounding joy over and over and over again. Love begets love. Joy begets joy. And laughter is contagious. That's why it's called rejoice. Unabashed or joyful joy, our author thought that maybe things would be a little too redundant if we said joyful joy, but it still fits, but she included the word unabashed. It reminds us that joy's goodness has been literally overflowing. Those of you who know Barb Harris in our congregation, she was the person in the skit who represented joyful joy, and oh, she was awesome. She was over exuberant with joy. We heard about people that should have been upset about some stuff in their lives, but they might manage to find joy anyway. In this way, joy is a kind of in-your-face, I'm not going to let you knock me down way of being in the world. That's unabashed joy. Peaceful joy is the kind of joy that is a quiet joy. We just look around in amazement at all the wonder of creation and notice the little, simple, beautiful things that surround us. It's the kind of joy that refuses to become part of the chaos that sometimes threatens to pull us off center. And it's the resilience that helps us bounce back when hard things inevitably happen. So take a deep breath of joy in and let everything else out. On Christmas Eve, we welcomed incarnate joy, joy made flesh, in the person of a tiny baby destined to bring salvation to the world. As incarnate joy reminded us, Advent is over, but the Christmas season has just begun, the 12 days of Christmas. It's sad to me that we often cut the season short in our part of the world when we could continue to share the good news and joy with others. 12 days doesn't really fit in our fast-paced lifestyle. Be honest, how many of you already have all the decorations and tree down and packed away? Anybody? No one's admitting it. I know people who do. And how many of you have been known to still have your tree up in March or April or when Easter rolls around? That would be me. And there, I know of one gal in our congregation who a couple years has left it up all year long and redecorated it for each holiday. So, in many other places in the world, though, people continue to celebrate the joy of the Christmas season, which ends with Epiphany, when the wise men arrive with their gifts next Sunday. In this last week of our celebration of the beloved hymn classic, Joy to the World, we hear the Psalm of Joy, followed by the story of Joseph's dream and Jesus' family fleeing with him to Egypt in order to save his life. So what does joy have to do with that? The Hebrew root for joy is used 54 times in the Hebrew scriptures. Ranan, which is joy, means to shout, to cry out, and to overcome. Our shouting for joy trains the lungs and the courage to shout aloud for the overcoming of injustice. How will we use our exuberance for the righting of wrongs for the sake of the wonders of God's love to come upon the earth? Through Advent, we look to heaven and nature for metaphors to help us pray. Here at the church and at home in activities we can share with others. In all of this, we simply become aware of our connection to God, the source of joy, and this is a form of prayer. Connecting to joy can compel us to want this connection for all human beings. We leave this place with passion, compassion, for adding our love, peace, hope, and joy to the world. It's not easy to find and share joy every day. Around Christmas, it might be a little easier because our focus is sometimes on joy and bringing joy to others. However, throughout the year, almost daily, we experience messes, ill will and meanness from others and to others, the daily news, which is full of tragedies, negativity, and depressing events. Politics and discussions or reports on political topics drive me crazy, and I avoid them at all costs. The loss of respect for our leaders and others is all over. Their so-called sins are being constantly dug up and publicized to create distrust and cause destruction of people and institutions. People are manipulated by half-truths and beat down by hearsay. Depression and addiction are rampant. Yet if you look around carefully, you can find signs of hope and goodness that can help us and others to experience joy. I often see pictures of cats, dogs, and other animals that pop up on my Facebook account. Yesterday, there was a picture of a tiny kitten that was trapped in a tanker car of a train. A railroad worker had heard the tiny meow and eventually rescued the kitten after he was done working. He took her home and named her Promise because he had promised her that if she was still meowing when he got off of work, he would go back and get her. This story gave me a moment of joy, which I thank God for, that someone cares. And there are lots of someones out there who care. There are also lots of pictures of families and children that give me joy. Seeing my friends with their children and grandchildren and the love they share warms my heart. Not to mention the pictures I see of my own grandchildren and their smiling faces. There's a lot of joy out there if you look for it. In addition to that, I love to see the stories of people helping people. In the USA and all around the world, hope is there and joy too. Some of you may have seen the picture this week of a whole row of truckers with big rigs stopped under Coolidge Highway overpass on I-696. Police had spotted a man who was a potential suicide risk standing on the overpass. They radioed to the truckers who were nearby, who formed a sort of cushion of the trucks in case the man jumped. It took 4 hours, but eventually the police talked him down and he did not jump. That gives me joy. We could focus on the negativity, but I believe God would like us to continue to experience the joy of Christmas every day by sharing compassionate joy with others around us, friends and people we meet. I often receive posts from different clergy and church groups on Facebook. I received a post this week from Darrell Weber, who is a pastor from Louisiana. And it really seemed like a good example from nature of this idea of compassionate joy. And there's a picture coming, I think, of this. This is what he wrote. This is a picture of my lemon tree today. My lemon tree is nearly 10 years old. For the first 6 years, it didn't produce one lemon. Folks told me to trim it. I did, and no lemons. Others told me to fertilize it. I did, and no lemons. So I gave up on it and bought a little orange tree, which is the tiny tree in the foreground there. All of a sudden, the lemon tree started producing lemons. And you can see now that the lemons are all over the ground around it. It didn't need better soil, more light, or more to eat. All that was missing was cross-pollination. It required pollen from the orange tree. You and I cannot make it in the church just because the ground is fertile and there's plenty of light. We need each other. We need friends. We need connections, not only to God, but to the body. I need you, brother, and you need me. Make an effort to connect with people of like and precious faith. Invite someone over for fellowship. Invite someone out for coffee or a burger. Especially reach out to new members who need a connection. Get involved in a Bible study. It's the only way you will ever be able to produce fruit. And I would add to that, the only way you can experience true incarnate joy all year long is to do this. And I believe that God experiences joy whenever our churches come together, connect, or reach out to the community together to spread love and joy and the word of God. I'd like to leave you with one last thought from our Christ candle in our living Advent wreath. The candle today was, the candle on Christmas Eve would say, "Greetings, friends. We are in the Christmas season, which used to be lovingly celebrated as the 12 days of Christmas. We don't pay much attention to that anymore, unfortunately. These days, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day happen, and then it feels like it's all over. Especially this year, it seems like it's gone super fast. But I'm here to say today that nothing is over. especially when it comes to joy. Every time a baby is born, indeed when you were born, God's joy was made flesh, made real, and made tangible in this world. This is how God has been spreading joy since the beginning. Our DNA is God-infused, and our only job in this life is to let that joy be seen. The hard work begins, so you are going to need to keep lighting my candle in your midst all year long, perhaps especially in this next year, to remind you that you are not alone as you strive to bring more justice and joy into the world. People are fleeing many places in fear for their lives. Sometimes it is a country far away. Sometimes it's fear and oppression in our own country, city, or even our homes. So many need refuge. So many need hope, love, joy, and peace. The work continues, but remember, I am always with you. Always with you. Do not be afraid. Let us pray. Holy Living One, you who are our joy, we gather to worship the one who is joy, and as we come together, our hearts are expanded, and we remember that the heavens declare God's praise as the sun rises and the light multiplies. We witness that all of nature, including us, yearns to reach and expand toward the light, so that all may know joy. Give us the strength we need to face the cruelty of the world and meet it with as much hope, joy, love, and peace as we can. We give you thanks for the time we've had to focus on what joy means in our lives and prepare ourselves for your work that we will commit to in this next year, offering compassion in all we do to all those we meet. Let the wonders of your love rule our hearts, our churches, and the world this day. In the name of compassion and joy, amen.